Dobro jutro. Još je jutro.
Do 12.
E, ja imam jednu vijest za vas danas, odnosno više kao izjava u ime prvog zamjenika visokog predstavnika, ali je na engleskom. Dakle, so quoting, the BH politicians have to stop living in a separate world where the rules of arithmetic apparently do not apply, the principal deputy high representative, Larry Butler, said today. Butler was commenting on the decision by the administrative commission of the BH House of Representatives to approve the draft law on rights and duties of MPs. If enacted, this law would give members of parliament benefits and pensions that are far beyond those enjoyed by members of the public. The proposed law would allow all parliamentarians who have been elected to the parliamentary assembly since 1996 to have more favourable retirement conditions than any other BH citizen, and MPs would be eligible for these benefits after serving just 2 years in parliament. Not only is the proposed law fundamentally unjust, it would also be ruinously expensive, Butler said. The issue is not just about whether these people deserve generous benefits and extraordinarily high pensions, it is about whether Bosnia and Herzegovina can afford to pay for these perks, and the clear answer is that it cannot afford it. This would cost citizens an extra 2 million convertible marks every year at least. Butler noted that the proposed law is part of a pattern of unsustainable spending, which, if it were continued, would drive a gaping hole through the public finances of Bosnia and Herzegovina. The seeds of economic ruin are being sown because of a refusal by politicians to accept basic fiscal arithmetic. You cannot pay out what you do not have in your treasury. Existing pensions are not being paid on time, so where is the money going to come from for the additional liabilities and the state and entity that the state and entity authorities are signing up to? Butler called for BH parliamentarians to wait for legislation dealing with remuneration being prepared by the BH Treasury Ministry. The Treasury Ministry is now completing a law on salaries in the BH institutions, which will rationalise compensation paid to BH parliamentarians and civil servants and bring these into line with compensation paid by the entities. This is also an IMF requirement. That's all I have for you today.
Dobar dan. OSC ima jednu izjavu za danas. Riječ je o implementaciji zakona o ombudsmenu. Misija OSC u Bosni i Hercegovini željela bi izraziti svoje veliko zadovoljstvo povodom napora koje sadašnji entitetski i državni ombudsmeni poduzimaju kako bi ispunili zahtjeve nedavno usvojenog zakona o amandmanima na zakon o ombudsmenu. Ipak, osnovni izazov još uvijek ostaje implementacija ovog zakona. Misija čvrsto vjeruje da će bilo koji otklon od implementacije zakona, uključujući i prijevremeni odabir novog ombudsmena, biti štetan kako za prilazni proces, tako i za transparentnu proceduru imenovanja. To će oslabiti osnovne principe novog zakona o ombudsmenima, na kojem je radio parlament Bosne i Hercegovine uz pomoć međunarodne zajednice već skoro 2 godine. Najvažniji za reformu je ipak transparentan proces imenovanja novih ombudsmena u jedinstvenu instituciju. Ovaj proces imenovanja treba početi nakon što je završen tranzicioni proces i operativne procedure nove institucije uspostavljene. OSC očekuje da do kraja 2006. godine država ima jedinstvenu instituciju ombudsmena na državnom nivou, što je i prioritet prema studiji izvodljivosti Evropske komisije, kao i postprijemna obaveza Bosne i Hercegovine u Vijeću Evrope. OSC uvijek smatra u instituciju ombudsmena kao osnovni mehanizam za zaštitu ljudskih prava i promociju dobre vladavine. Misija i dalje ostaje uključena na konstruktivan način u ovaj proces i potiče bosansko-hercegovačke vlasti da finaliziraju reformski proces u skladu s međunarodnim obavezama ove zemlje, a u najboljem interesu njenih građana. Hvala.
Dobar dan. Iz Međunarodnog krivičnog suda za bivšu Jugoslaviju nema izjave danas, ali ću odgovoriti ako ima pitanja. Imamo također par štampanih primjeraka našeg posljednjeg sedmičnog pregleda aktivnosti.
Dakle, imate li pitanja?
Samo gdje je izjavio gospodin
Bakar? Možete reći danas u OHR-u. Je li to to? Hvala.